But what our people really need to do is embrace our culture out there, not so much behind the bars. Because when we come to jail, yeah, we do our art and that, but once we get out, we seem to go off track and that. Yeah, you still speak to your brothers and that out there, but like all your art and that, you don't talk about it, you don't yarn about it. You just sort of drift off with the flow of traffic out there, I guess. You know what I mean? But really, we should be embracing our culture, teaching our kids.
Oh, we've got a Indigenous art program that goes on Mondays and Tuesday. We can all get together and do art and that.
Yeah.
And then on Thursdays and Fridays, we can do a bit of woodwork down in the wood shop and that. Get together and...
Yeah. But, yeah, if we see each other out in the yard, we're always together, us boys in here.
Yeah.
We won't walk past one of us without saying hello or asking the other one how these days, or if you can see one of the brothers is struggling, you go over and you know yourself.
Talking about healing, brother, you big cultural knowledge man, how do you practice dancing? And because when you're inside, do you still dance and stomp the ground when you're in here?
Yeah, I do. I do it every day, yeah, whenever I can, and whenever I feel down and down and out, other than, you know, being physical fit, you know, working out, gym and that. It's like from 1 to 10, you know. My culture has been embedded in me since I was a kid, since I was a little fella, but I'll just sing and dance, just out of the blue, and spin all these mob out in here. Yeah, and they just smile because it's something that they don't see every day, and it's something ancient, you know. Something that they don't hear, never. And I'm always cooing out. Yeah, they know who I am. Yeah. the dance man. But, I'll be teaching them through the week. Yeah, a bit of song and dance. A bit of something that I have, you know.
Do you get other men in here asking you to share stories and yarns for and help to dance?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. Sarah, yeah, I do. Last time I was here... back in 2017, I actually got all the brothers up dancing and, you know, we prepared like weeks and weeks before, you know, and there must have been about 20 of them, you know, not one of them knew how to dance, and, you know, it made me feel special, you know, knowing my mother's tongue, you know, and just knowing a bit of tongue and language, you know, something that I kept, you know, close to me, and, you know, something that my grandmother always said, you know, dance and sing strong, you know, and share it with your brothers and with the community and the wider community, you know, non-Indigenous and, you know, the new Australians too, just to show them that, you know, our culture's here, you know, and we have survived and we're still here, still strong, you know. Yeah, steadily that I uphold that close to me. And I'm going to pass it on to my sons. Yeah, and their sons are going to pass it on to theirs.
You know, I'm always quite dad and that, you know, and my family, but without my culture, my song and dance, yeah, I'd be lost without it, eh, bros?
Oh, the way you've helped me embrace my heritage, Reggie. You're a soul of warm light that people are drawn to.
And thanks, bros.
Your word of mouth and the way you talk, it's something upon itself that everyone can feel and, you know, be guided by. It's amazing the way you enlighten people.
Thanks, bros.
And people are drawn to you. You're an amazing man, Reggie. You do amazing things.
Thanks, bros. I've been told that by a man, you know. He's no longer here with us. Always quite dad, you know. He said, you know, you're a leader, son. You know, but I'm hearing it, you know.
Oh, you are.
Hearing it and actually living it, yeah. Yeah, it empowers me more, so, you know. I've got a lot more to offer out there, eh? Yeah, so...
You empower our people.